Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
No matter where Donald Trump turns, he keeps running into the same problem. The coronavirus pandemic is on the rise across the country. And that is the singular problem Donald Trump needs to fix. Today we'll discuss that, plus Joe Biden's new ad in Texas, of all places, and Donald Trump's big Alabama faux pas. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. You remember first, back in the spring, it was reopening the economy that Donald Trump wanted to accomplish at all costs. The devastating economic numbers that were coming in as this pandemic was spreading across the country was something that Donald Trump saw as an existential threat to his reelection as president. And he wanted to get the economy open, enough with the stay-at-home orders, find some way back to normalcy. But what Donald Trump ran into head first is that the virus was not being mitigated. The core problem, the public health problem, was not yet solved. And he was moving ahead to the economic problem, which can't be solved without the virus, the public health crisis, being solved. Well, it wasn't just in terms of the economy. Donald Trump tried this again with his own political campaign, his reelection campaign for the presidency. His numbers were heading down, his approval rating, his head-to-head matchups against Joe Biden not looking good. Let's get rallies going. They had that debacle in Tulsa. So now they've pulled back from doing rallies. I thought that was the solution to the president's political rehabilitation. Well, no. The solution to his political problems, it's pretty clear. It's managing the virus. It's mitigating the spread of the virus. It is controlling the virus, and it is turning these numbers that are on the rise in the other direction, which is not where it's been heading in a lot of critical states. Now we see the debate playing out with schools. Education Secretary DeVos gets out there and says, just we got to get the kids back to school. Now we have a new poll from Axios and Ipsos that tells us that a significant majority of parents are concerned about sending their kids back to school. Even a slim majority of self-identified Republicans in this poll say they are worried about sending their kids back to school. And that's what's causing each and every one of these other stumbles. And his refusal to embrace that, acknowledge that, and marshal every single resource he has, which, by the way, is a lot, the entire federal government at his fingertips, to solve the underlying public health crisis so that all of these other things could fall into place. But Donald Trump is not doing that. Instead, he's ignoring the virus, wishing it away. That clearly is a strategy not working. Now here's what else matters today. The Biden campaign going up on television for the first time with a new ad in Texas. Now, is Texas really in play? Well, certainly over the course of the last 6 weeks, any poll you've seen, legitimate poll out of Texas, has shown it to be a really competitive race between Trump and Biden in the Lone Star State, a state that Donald Trump won by 9 points against Hillary Clinton in 2016. I'm dubious that the Biden campaign is actually going to dedicate all the resources necessary to really spend the next several months trying to turn Texas blue, but that isn't stopping the Biden campaign from dipping its toe in the water in Texas, seeing those poll numbers, and going up with an ad that makes a pure contrast argument. It's like a public service announcement about washing your hands and social distancing and wearing a mask.
You know, this virus is tough, but we can stop the spread. But it's up to all of us to do it. We have to step up and do both the simple things and the hard things to keep our families and our neighbors safe. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay home if you can and socially distance when you go out.
The whole goal here is clearly the Biden campaign trying to present an image of what a President Biden might act like if he were managing this crisis of the pandemic versus what people are seeing day in and day out from President Trump. And finally today, Donald Trump better learn his Alabama football references real fast if he hopes to maintain the political love he has in that state. You may have heard he was on a phone call with his chosen candidate, Tommy Tuberville, the former head coach of Auburn football, who's running against his now sworn enemy, Jeff Sessions, his former attorney general, in that Alabama runoff today. And he was referencing the famous football coach in Alabama, Nick Saban, but he did so by calling him the wrong name. He called him Lou. Lou Saban in Alabama football? I don't think so. That does it for today's edition of the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And we'd really appreciate your feedback on this podcast as we work on new ways to inform you, our listeners. Please visit cnn.com/podcastsurvey to share your thoughts with us.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.